And joining us now, fresh off her first win during her rookie year, UNLV alum and Symetra Tour winner, Dana Finkelstein. Welcome into the golf shop.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, was that too big an intro? Are you comfortable with that?
That was good.
Okay, all right. I don't want to oversell it. You know, it's you're like, yeah, I don't know about that, this connection to Vegas. You might be all glitz and glamour. I got to figure this out.
Well, I do live there currently, so I do love my UNLV Rebels.
All right, well, you know what? I have to ask you, before we get into the golf, living in Vegas, okay? We don't get many people who actually live in Vegas. Obviously, you probably don't partake in all the touristy stuff, but does that make it easier to get family and friends to come visit you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. People always are like, give me that Vegas experience. I'm actually pretty terrible at doing that because the strip doesn't really interest me. But there are plenty of good sights and things to see in Vegas, like the new High Roller out there, take people there, and just people watching, too, is always good out there.
All right, so for all of our listeners, we'll be giving you Dana's phone number, and we can call her when you go out to Vegas. She'll show you around. All right, so here you are. You're sitting on the heels of your first win, rookie year, and you've actually had a really, really good year. And having been a tournament director now for, I think, 6 years, it's unusual to see a first-year player. You only missed one cut, and you've had seven top tens, and you managed to capture your first win at the Garden City the Garden City Charity Classic at Buffalo Dunes, the first of two events out there in Kansas. What is this exactly how you sort of let this rookie year play out in your mind when you were coming in?
Honestly, no. I really didn't have many expectations coming into this year. I had set a few goals, and one of them was to win a tournament, and obviously the ultimate goal is to get to the LPGA. But with this being my first year, I didn't know how it was going to play out. So I was just going to be happy with getting through the year. So to have won and almost locked up my card, it's a dream come true.
Yeah, I mean, you vaulted from just outside the top 10 into the top 5 with this win, which it really is. It speaks well of how you've played throughout the year. You've been in the mix. You haven't had too many subpar performances. Again, only one missed cut, so you've earned money each week, which helps. There was a time when we got started with the Symetra Classic here in Charlotte that if you just won one tournament, one, you were going to make the top 10 and you were going to earn your card. Now, it's gotten much more competitive. The tournaments are tougher. The fields are tougher. And now you've achieved that one big goal. With five events left, are you going to play in all of them? Or once you feel it's locked up, are you going to shut it down?
I don't know. That's a hard question. I'm gonna see how this week goes. And if I feel comfortable with the position on the money list, I might take Arkansas off. Just because it's a tough place to travel to. But the last two events in Florida, I'm definitely going to play.
Okay, I'm going to try not to say anything about Arkansas. I got in trouble saying something about West Virginia a few weeks ago. Well, so I hope you have another good time and can miss Arkansas if you want to. Well, so it's tough because we have first-time winners this year, a few, and we've had them on the show. Are you ready for next year? I mean, is your game where it needs to be to go onto the tour and stick around?
I believe so, yes. If you would have asked me that question 6 or 7 months ago, I would have told you no. But I definitely feel like I'm ready to take that next step. I feel like I've been progressing nicely with my golf game, and I'm definitely ready for the LPGA next year.
Well, in women's golf, it used to be that the jump from you know, juniors to college to the LPGA, the biggest thing was distance. And really, technology and fitness and the work that you guys are putting in has really erased that as a barrier to entry to the next level, no matter how, you know, whether it's from high school and juniors to college to pro. Where do you see the biggest difference from junior golf to college golf and then from college golf to pro golf? What separates those players?
I mean, definitely when I was a junior golfer going into college, I didn't have a performance coach, or, I mean, I just had a swing coach, and that was about it. But I think now juniors are a lot more prepared going into college with having strength and conditioning coaches, and they're prepared from when they get to junior golf to college. And then I think there's a little bit of a gap between college and professional life that maybe needs to be cleaned up a little bit. I definitely struggled early in this year with traveling and making my own arrangements. It's something you take for granted, having coach always do it for you. And then when you turn around and you're professional, it's all on you. But, yeah, I think as long as you put together a good team, the transition shouldn't be all that difficult.
Well, yeah, and I think for you, I mean, it's fairly remarkable. I mean, you're 5'1" in heels, and your average drive is right around 250 yards. I mean, how do you explain that to somebody who's 6'2", 280, and would dream of that one day?
Well, I think you may have a little bit of an error in your stats there. I think my average driving distance on tour this year is about 230, and it's actually pretty much last on our tour.
What? Don't tell anyone. Yeah. Take the stats, because you're listed here as like 240 something.
Yeah, that's probably about right, but that's pretty close to, I think I'm like 129th out of 139th on our stats leaderboard, so I don't hit it very far. I'm very accurate, and I'm a very good ball striker, so that's where I make up in my scoring.
Yeah, I mean, better than 85% in driving accuracy, assuming that that's also accurate.
That is, yeah.
So, all right, so for you, do you think you have to get longer? I mean, to make it on the LPGA Tour and hang around?
Yes, and that is one thing that I'm going to work really hard with my performance coach in the off season, Brian Chandler at Anthem Fitness in Vegas. We're going to put together a really good plan, and I have no doubt about that. I'll gain probably 20 or 30 yards when I work with him on a consistent basis this off season.
And what does that kind of work entail for the average golfer who's sitting here saying, wait a second, she can go to her off season, which is really short, and she might be able to gain 20 or 30 yards on her drive. You know, what could that entail?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a lot of time in the gym, a lot of focus, a lot of good training sessions. I mean, everywhere from mobility to strength to speed training, pretty much all of the above.
So, you know, strengthening your core and your flexibility and getting to the point where, you know, the fatigue doesn't get to you. So, that, you know, I guess that makes sense. And so when you get out there, and I'm assuming that you will, and you'll probably play the Pure Silk Bahamas as your first event, which is not a bad place to go. Do you feel like the first year is you need to get out there and get to know these courses and just really hope to make it to the second year when a lot of players make their biggest jump?
Yeah, I'd probably say that's a really good goal to set for my first year on the LPGA. It's kind of like your first year in the Symetra. You're just trying to learn the ropes, learn the golf courses, and just play as well as you can, really.
So, you know, when you come out as a rookie and, you know, you probably start the season with a lot of, you know, table for one, that's not a matter of competitiveness. I mean, there's not I don't sense a lot of cattiness on tour, but there is, it takes time to meet people and sort of ingratiate yourself to others. Have you found a good group of friends for traveling and things like that?
Yeah, I have. I've got a close-knit group of friends, and we all hang out and go to dinners and play practice rounds together, and I think that's really key with being on tour by yourself, traveling by yourself, is to always have friends that you can go to.
Yeah, and I'm assuming that you're either carrying your own bag, pushing your own bag, or you're getting local caddies. The next big challenge for you is going to be hiring a caddy. And I could be offering, but I'm wondering how does someone so young sort of manage the thought that comes around with having an employee, that someone's livelihood could rest on you? And what are you looking for? Do you already have someone in mind?
Yeah, that's a good question. I've actually this year have pushed and carried my bag by myself every single event, have never used a caddy. So that's going to be something that I'm going to have to start to think about really soon and figure out how to even go about finding someone, because I, to be quite honest, have no idea who I'm going to hire.
Well, I mean, let's say things continue to go well this week with the second tournament, and you have an opportunity maybe to take Arkansas off and then go to the tournaments in Florida, would you even consider showing up in Florida and taking on a local caddy just to get a sense for what it's like to have somebody on the bag, good, bad, or indifferent, so you can have a better sense of what you're looking for?
Yeah, I actually have thought about that. I don't think I'd take a local, but maybe someone I have in mind back home, just to see if we'd work well together, just to see how it goes. Because if I feel comfortable in the money list at that time, I think those would be great tournaments to learn and start to figure out how to work with a caddy on the golf course.
Yeah, I mean, Dana, do you think of yourself as a, you know, sort of a keep up and shut up person when it comes to a caddy, or are you looking for someone to chit chat with you and keep your mind off of what's going on, or what kind of data you're looking for? I mean, do you have any idea what you'll be looking for in that person?
Yeah, I would definitely want someone with a lot of experience, someone who I could talk to and get along with. But I would also want someone who's really knowledgeable with stats and numbers. I like to talk over shots or talk out shots and figure out carry distances and all that stuff. I would consider myself a very technical player, so I'd want a caddy who is the same.
All right, well, before we let you go, I have a couple questions that are going to take you a little bit out of your comfort zone in terms of a player and more in terms of what you see in others. When you go out and you play in these pro-ams, I mean, are you ever afraid that the people you're playing with are so bad they're going to ruin your game? And have you sort of developed a tip or a way of addressing amateur players that might be helpful for our listeners to hear a piece of advice from you?
Yeah, I mean, to be quite honest, most of the pro-ams, the amateurs are not golfers, and they're very upfront with it. They'll say, hey, I play three times a year. I'm just out here to have fun. And I think that's the key, is they need to have some realistic expectations of how the pro-am's going to go. If they don't play a whole lot, I'm going to try to help them as much as I can, read putts and offer swing advice if they want it. But really, pro-ams are we're out there to thank the sponsors and just to have a good time.
All right, so one last question, we ask most of our pros this. If I gave you just an hour at a practice facility that had a chipping and a putting area and a driving area and whatever you might need, how would you divide your time if you had 1 hour?
I'd probably spend 30 minutes on the putting green and then split the last 15 on the driving range and on the chipping green.
And when you get to the driving range, are you somebody who like picks an 8-iron and hits all of your iron shots with an 8, or do you go through the full gamut in your bag?
I pretty much go through my full bag.
All right. Well, hey, it's been great having you on. I hope you have another great week this week and can take Arkansas off if you want and then use Florida as a chance to tool up for the LPGA Tour. And you can expect, by the way, the Golf Shop Radio bump is real. So I expect you're going to play well this week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.